I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Beginning today, the Lee County Sheriff's Office will implement COVID-19 protocols in light of the county's first COVID-19 case confirmed on Saturday. Public Information Officer Deputy Vivian Martinez explains.
Notice all fingerprinting will be suspended, and citizens requiring in-person assistance at the Sheriff's Lovington office can call two numbers. They will be posted on the doors. The doors will be locked, but the numbers will be posted on the doors to the Sheriff's office. You'll call one of those two numbers, go back to your vehicle and call the numbers, and we will have someone come out. It'll either be a sheriff's deputy or it'll be office staff personnel to see what your request is. We take records requests, records pickup, records deliveries, or civil process information. You know, anything that you need, just call the number and we'll send somebody out there to see what you need assistance in, and then we'll take care of it from there.
How about your substation in Hobbs?
We're only allowing one person in the lobby at a time. And that is for the protection of the public, of the citizens, and also of Megan, our office support staff there.
On Saturday, a Lee County man was diagnosed with the coronavirus. Lee County Manager Mike Gallagher made that announcement during a joint news conference.
I activated the county's emergency operations center to a level two. This is because to have greater information sharing and to have our emergency first responders adequately prepared.
The condition of the 70-year-old man is unknown, but some of his family members have been placed under quarantine. Village of Ruidoso Mayor Lynn Crawford issued an executive order on Sunday discouraging travelers and visitors not to enter the village. That is after an overrun of tourists crowded the Alto and Grindstone Lakes over the weekend and did not practice the 6-foot social distance protocol.
And we found out that most of the people did were in fact coming in from surrounding towns because the lakes were open. People in short-term rentals that are coming in and out all the time. And so we just need to be, health, safety, and welfare is our first charges. And so we want to make sure that we're being cautious.
And the city of Midland, Texas, confirmed a second positive case of the COVID-19 on Saturday. The man in his 80s tested positive for the virus. He is a dual resident in Midland and Mississippi, but hasn't been in West Texas since March. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.